Then, on the 2nd of January, a miracle. In a natural rocky gorge, we reach a tunnel in the sheer cliff face. In darkness, we stumble along its interior. Then a shaft of light gleamed at the far end. We reached it exhausted. And lo, there before us lay Shangri-La! Dear listener, I looked out upon a pastoral scene that I'd only dreamed existed. It almost defied description. In warm sunshine, a valley that sang with color, hillocks topped with banyan trees, and from their secret willow, doves sprang their wings, bent skywards. Streams chuckled and vanished in early mists. Surmounting all lay a monastery, clean and white in the sun, against which colored prayer flags fluttered like spilled paint. This, then, was Shangri-La, my paradise, my predestined resting place. More! What about the old radio award for acting now?
You silly, twisted boy.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Yes, I had too. Stubbledish, you're spoiling the game. What is a life? This is the bit where I take you to see the great big head llama and his great big head. Thank you, J. Arthur Rank. Now take off your shoes and face the great cardboard cutout Kaboda for the Dalai Lama.
Approaching me were two bags of dust on legs.
I shouted at the window, and I said,
"Oh,
what happened?"
You can't get the Yetis, you know.
I said we'd all be murdered in our monasteries, and you didn't. You didn't come.
Grin knit palang. Seekrun. Welcome to Shangri-La.
Yes.
All mod con, light removals with horse and van.
Listen, buddy. We brought you here to take Henry Kran's place when he retires. Mm.
Oh, you. You mean you want me to stay here until I die?
You can stop longer if you wish. You see, I must retire. I'm 709 years old.
709 years? I don't believe it. You look older.
It's true.
You still alive?
It's true.
The air in this valley keeps one young. Blue bottle air is only 310.
Yeah.
Change those shorts.
Very well. I accept the post as Dalai Lama.